This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Today, Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley face off in a debate while Donald Trump joins Fox News. Speaking of Trump, have you heard he wants to round people up in camps? Yeah, I mean, he doesn't actually want to do that, but you will not believe what the latest Hollywood elitist talking point is on that. We've got all of that and more coming up, but it all starts right now. Welcome to the news and why it matters. I am Sarah Gonzalez, and I am joined today by Yaku Buyans, Blaze TV contributor and host of The Bottom Line, along with the founder of Rebel News himself, Ezra Levant. Thank you for being here.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
How cold is it where you're from right now?
Well, you know, in Toronto, it's just around freezing. But in Western Canada, it's like minus 30.
That's insane. Wait, Fahrenheit or Celsius?
When you're that cold, it's the same.
It doesn't even matter.
We're talking off air. I lived in Toronto, and it gets to a point where it doesn't matter.
Minus 40 is the same.
You stop asking Celsius, Fahrenheit. You just go, it hurts.
Well, we're glad that you're here, and you're probably glad that you're here, too.
Yeah.
It's like, what, 60? I don't know. We have the sun, so you're welcome.
That's true. 60 and complaining in that.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys watched you had to have recorded one and watched the other if you were going to watch both of them. We recorded both and then watched them later. But so I want to go through some of what happened last night. First of all, I don't think anyone will be shocked to hear that the ratings are in, and Donald Trump received 4.3 million views with Fox News, while DeSantis and Haley received 2.5 million so over on CNN. So obviously, which is again why I understand why Trump is saying he's not going to the debate with these people, but I want the popcorn. I want to watch it all play out. He's obviously the one that makes things interesting, and you never know what he's going to say. So those numbers are no surprise. So I want to go through. Let's go ahead and go through some of these. What do you want to go Trump first, or do you want to go DeSantis and Haley? I feel like DeSantis and Haley.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go through some of these. So let me go down to, let's do clip number one here. DeSantis is calling out Nikki Haley for her support of Ukraine funding. And, you know, he's talking about the globalists, and she just gives this big old eye roll. Here's that. Watch.
I'm the only one running for president that served in the armed forces. I deployed to Iraq back in 2007, 2008. So I understand what our military goes through.
And then let's go ahead and play. This is one of my favorites, and I would love to get your thoughts on this. Let's play clip number three here. Ron DeSantis talking about Nikki Haley. To his credit, he's right that she is very liberal on positions that conservatives completely disagree with. But he says she might be more liberal than Gavin Newsom. Here's that.
We need to deliver and get this stuff done. And I think the difference between Nikki Haley and me, you know, I listened to all that litany of stuff. You know, I debated the governor of California, Gavin Newsom. You know, I thought he lied a lot. Nikki Haley may give him a run for his money, and she may even be more liberal than Gavin Newsom is.
I was like, it's a good line, but come on. Gavin Newsom is just the worst. And I realize that Ezra comes from a place where, I mean,
yeah,
they're way worse than Gavin Newsom, I think, probably. But for here,
I think Justin Trudeau and Gavin Newsom, they almost sort of look the same. They love the mirror. They love their hair.
Yeah.
They're all about the spin. They're a disaster at actually running things.
Yeah.
Gavin Newsom is bad enough for California, but imagine if he ran the whole country. That's Trudeau. And let me tell you, it does not work. It does not work.
Yeah, you can't, as it turns out, you shouldn't vote for someone based on their physical appearance. Because I hear that a lot, was that women were like, oh, we just love Justin Trudeau. He's so dreamy. Let's vote for him. I mean, he's a total socialist, and he's going to turn our, you know.
This is the Barbie syndrome that has crept into this country for generations.
Yes.
Where Ken is an ensemble. He's a nothing. He has no drive, nothing. He's just, he doesn't even have a car, a house, nothing. But he looks the part. I throw Barack Obama in there.
I think that's when it first started on a national level.
He's articulate, and he's an orator. Great. Can you run anything? He couldn't run. I mean, Newsom can't run a lemonade stand. And he's the guy. And I don't know that Trudeau is horrifically liberal, but I put Newsom. If you give Newsom a country, he will beat Trudeau.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So obviously there was a lot of talk about Ukraine in this particular debate. Nikki Haley tried to call Ron DeSantis out she says that he backed funding Ukraine at first and then reversed his position. And she said, nobody knows what he believes. I know that she also poked at him a lot. I can't recall, I wish that I had a tally for how many times she said, you can find it at DeSantisLies.com. Oh. DeSantisLies.com. Make sure you check out DeSantisLies.com. We're like, we got it. Do we have that clip? Is that what I'm seeing up here? Okay, let's watch some of that.
Well, I think this is a time that we know that we need a new generational leader. We have watched our country be in disarray. We see the world on fire, and we need someone who's had executive experience. I've been a two-term governor that took a double-digit unemployment state and turned it into an economic powerhouse. I was at the UN. I dealt with Russia, China, Iran every day. But you're going to find out tonight that there's going to be a lot of Ron's lies that have happened. There are at least a couple of dozen so far that he's done. So what we're going to do is, rather than have him go and tell you all these lies, you can go to DeSantisLies.com and look at all of those. There's at least two dozen lies that he's told about me, and you can see where fact checkers say exactly what's going to happen and exactly why it's wrong. So it will cover the fact that he's only mad about the donors, because the donors used to be with him, but they're no longer with him now. And that's because he's upset about the fact that his campaign is exploding. You're going to see the fact that he has switched his policies multiple times, and we'll call that out tonight. But every time he lies, Drake University, don't turn this into a drinking game, because you will be overserved by the end of the night. What?
I can't take her one-liners.
You know, it's tough to be mean in a way that wins people over. Donald Trump, because he's got that Manhattan brawler style.
Yeah, that must be
it. He's a natural entertainer. I think half the time Trump doesn't even mean to insult people. It's just sort of a style, and so it works for him.
Yeah.
I think, frankly, both DeSantis and Haley aren't good at being mean. I don't think they're mean naturally, but I think they know that gets the attention. Vivek Ramaswamy, I think he's the closest to Trump in terms of his zingers.
He is. He was missed on that stage.
Yeah.
It was boring, I thought.
And I think both of these two, I mean, frankly, both of them have some accomplishment. Nikki Haley's not, I'm a Canadian, I couldn't vote for either of them anyways, but I think they were trying to be, each of them was trying to be something they weren't there.
Yeah, I agree.
Ezra, I was going to say this. It's a lack of authenticity in the one-liners. Mm-hmm. That falls flat. Trump is authentic.
Yeah. Right.
Like him, hate him, doesn't matter. And he's going to do it to himself in the mirror.
Yeah.
Alone in his house, walking around, calling pots and kettles by name. Oh, little kettle. You know? it's authentic.
Yeah.
And America needs authenticity. We got to get away with the fluff. We're fleeced left, right, and center. It's authenticity. Ron, as a governor, against woke culture, authentic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When he takes that podium with some sheriffs behind him and he says, Disney, you're going to pay your fair share.
Yeah.
You're going to get your permits and licenses to build your bathroom like John down the street. Authentic, they rally. For some reason, they get on these platforms and I hate these one-liners.
I can't either.
But Trump, it's not a one-liner.
Right.
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, well, right. And you know, I mean, he just has no filter. He's just going to say whatever's thinking just go straight out the mouth, and there's just no filter, there's no process. And I think, quite frankly, that's what a lot of people love about him, is that you know that he's saying what he feels, and he's going to shoot you straight. By the way, the control room told me that she did say DeSantisLies.com 16 times while they were on stage. So just in case you didn't catch it, the first 15, she did give that extra 16th one. But to your point, you know, it was interesting because as my husband and I were watching this, I noticed that neither of them were doing a lot of turning and making eye contact with the other one when they were talking. And I said, he said, well, what would you do? I'm like, you turn and you watch them talk 100%. About you. You look at them and you dare them to make eye contact with you when they are saying something about you. That's what you do, of course.
What we call it in the fight game, a square off.
Yeah.
You get face to face.
And every time.
And you don't flinch.
Yep.
This is,
I'm going to dare you to say it to my face.
And again.
And neither of them could do it.
Nikki Haley, well.
To your point, Ezra, they're too nice.
Well, there's the element of Ron's people in his ear going, if you do it, they're going to be sexist and you're going to be a bully and that nonsense, right?
That's
Nikki
true.
Nikki is just coward. She looks down.
When a woman
looks up and left, she's lying. In fact, when a woman looks up and right, she's processing and thinking. Look how often Nikki looks up and left, okay? She lies. But she can't compare her gubernatorial season to a DeSantis taking on the wokest of woke.
Mm.
Disney and all these. No, they're not even comparable, right? So, but to your point, I love these, Ezra, these videos when Trump is in Qatar, he's at the UN. Trump's got this thing when he shakes your hand, he'll shake and pull.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like thing, I'm here. Once I'm here. I'm going to look you in the eye and I'm here. And you need that.
Yeah.
As a leader of the free world.
Yeah. Ezra.
You know, I wish that we could narrow the field a little bit, because I think we need a clear choice between a couple of people. And I think they have to shake out some of these folks. I don't know how it's going to go down. I hear theories being brooded. And again, I'm referring to Vivek again.
Mm-hmm.
He has this idea, and every time I hear it, it terrifies me, that, you know, what have they done to take out Trump? They've done everything they can legally and extra legally. I'm terrified that they're going to go beyond legal measures. Look, someone tried to assassinate Jair Bolsonaro of Brazil just weeks before the election, stabbed him. He lost half his blood. Mm. Assassination is something real. And I know this sounds way, way out there. But look at that. They've broken the Constitution. They've broken laws. They've done insane things to stop him. They want to jail the guy. They want to take him off the ballot. I'm worried that, God forbid, they actually do something physical to him, and then what would happen?
Anarchy. It's something that Tucker has pontificated a lot, Tucker Carlson. Tucker has actually, when he was one-on-one with Trump, he flat-out asked him, and Trump avoided the conversation.
And he kept going, too. Because he's like, no, awkward. I really think someone's going to try to kill you.
Yeah, it was like, I mean, how do you respond to that?
Trillions of dollars turn on it. I mean, just think of the world affairs, let alone American affairs, let alone economic.
Well, Ezra, I pray that does not happen, because it's going to be bad enough for people to write his name onto a ballot and it not be counted. It's going to be anarchy. I mean, it's not good. And it is a concern. It's always a concern. It's not something we ever want to see, of course, but I put nothing over this political class on the left. I don't sell them short on anything. They are capable of the darkest because they're depraved and deprived, both. They are absolutely insane and have lost all bearing of truth and country. When did you last see a people in this country not consider the nation?
Mm.
Meaning the people. It is party.
You know, when the defense secretary was in the hospital and Joe Biden didn't know for almost a week, it's not just that they didn't tell him, but I mean, my God, there's war, or the rumors of war. There's American aircraft carriers being attacked daily by these Houthi rebels shooting missiles. You would think that they would talk daily, but the fact that he didn't even know, and it didn't come up, like he didn't have, who's running the show right now?
No briefing.
No briefing, no curiosity. I find, I mean, they would always say, we need grown-ups back in charge, we need professionals. Grown-ups.
Yeah.
I mean, that classic shot of Joe Biden sleeping on the beach, I mean, he's taken about a quarter of his time on holidays. I don't know if I should think, well, that's good because he's not messing up, or who's actually making the decisions? Who's actually got the nuclear football? And I know I'm talking about outlandish things, whether it's a prospect of an assassination or, you know, almost a Manchurian president, but I don't actually believe that Joe Biden is the decider.
No.
Is there some
no.
Politburo, some group of party insiders? I don't know who the decider is. I think that Ron DeSantis has some royal jelly. It hasn't shown in this primary season. Trump obviously has a ton of it, even if he's occasionally erratic, but that keeps the bad guys on the back foot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Unpredictable.
I just wish we would get to the end here a little bit faster. I like a lot of these candidates.
Yeah.
There's something to like about each one of them, or almost each one of them. I'd like to get to the good part.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, I'm like, it's January 11th. It's only January.
Is Iowa 11th. In 4 days, I think? I mean, it's
Monday.
Pretty quick.
Yeah. Caucus is next week.
Yeah.
It's Monday.
I just want to survive until November. So, all right, let's go ahead and let's take a quick break, and then let's get into some of the Trump town hall. Because that one was fascinating as well. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Birch Gold. So, you know, we're just discussing heading towards a presidential election in November. And there's one thing that you can be sure of. 2024 is going to be a tumultuous year. All right. So how will your hard-earned savings fare? You're already seeing the impacts of inflation, Bidenflation, I would say, at the pump, at the grocery store. The dollar continues to lose buying power quicker than wages can increase. So you need to make sure that you're protecting your savings. Consider, if you will, diversifying with gold from Birch Gold Group. For decades, gold has been the choice of investors and central banks to hedge against inflation, and you can own it in a tax-sheltered IRA with the help of Birch Gold. You can text the word Y to 989898. They're going to send you a free information kit. There's no obligation, but they're going to explain to you what the IRA is and does, how it can help you, and of course, how gold historically has been the best hedge against inflation. My family does business with Birch Gold. We just recently diversified a little bit more into gold and silver. So I'm not a financial advisor, but they do have financial advisors. So go ahead and text the word Y to 989898. Get that free information kit from Birch Gold. Before we move on, I did want to share this Daily Mail poll. They polled their readers. 55% voted that DeSantis won last night's debate. Nikki Haley received 31%, and 14% just didn't know. Which, honestly, I admire the dedication of someone to answer a poll question when your answer is just,
I don't know.
But you're still going through the trouble of voting. So that's fascinating. 14% did not know. But those are those numbers. So let's go over to Donald Trump, who, honestly, my favorite part of this town hall was that he got in, like, certain sniping at Fox News, just like, oh, well, sounds like Fox News would have asked the last part of that question. So I'm glad you included the first part and just got in his little digs at Fox News because it's Trump. And why would he not? But I want to play first this is clip number eight here. So, of course, Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley went back and forth on what their foreign policy would be should they get in charge and have to fix all of Joe Biden's messes. And Donald Trump was like, well, I mean, none of this would have happened if I was in office, which I think is absolutely demonstrably true. Here's that.
Being along with people with hundreds of nuclear weapons is not a bad thing. You know, they want to make it like a bad thing. It's a very good thing. But peace through strength. They didn't want to mess around. It would have never happened in Ukraine. Russia would have never gone in. Would have never happened. The recent attack on Israel would have never happened. 0% chance that was going to happen. They see a weak president in our country, and they did something that was unthinkable. So we're going to have peace through strength. We're not going to have to fight. So
show me the lie. For as much as they wanted to say that Donald Trump was Putin's puppet, Putin didn't do what he did with Ukraine while Donald Trump was in charge.
He did it twice with Biden when Biden was vice president.
Mm-hmm.
Then everyone was very careful during Trump's years. And they're all taking their measure. Listen, Xi Jinping basically announced to Joe Biden he will retake Taiwan. And I think Trump's also right on Hamas, the terrorist group. I mean, Hamas itself is lawless and chaotic and evil and unresponsive to diplomacy, but their benefactors, Qatar, mm-hmm. Turkey, They wouldn't have pulled this on Trump. And you just know that Trump would have made one phone call to the Qataris and Iran. Exactly. I mean, the green light, the releasing the billions and winking at what they're doing. I don't know. I think that Trump would have made one call to the Qataris and said, hand over the leadership of Hamas, or it'll be your leadership that's tripped up. I don't. You don't want to put it all on one man. You don't want to. He's not a perfect man, and he's not a universal problem solver. But peace through strength is exactly what it was. And because every now and then he would smash something. Like I remember when Xi Jinping visited Mar-a-Lago over dessert. Trump fired off a bunch of cruise missiles like it was no big deal. That was a signal of, I'm friendly and jokey, but I can blow stuff up. Don't mess around.
Right.
And no one thinks Biden is that way. No one. Biden doesn't even know where he is half the time.
And I've said it here before. We had Xi Jinping send his delegation, didn't even show up, to meet with Joe Biden in Alaska, and said America no longer negotiates from a place of strength. It's an absolute insult, would never have happened. You know, 100% Trump is correct, peace through strength. No, it's not one man, it's the idea.
Yeah.
It's not the man. It just happens to be that the man holds the right idea.
Right.
And the others don't hold the right idea. And I do think Ron DeSantis holds that idea, I do. But Trump has a persona and they know that they don't know what he may do.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know, and it's that, and you make such a good point. It's the surrounding elements of Hamas is a maggot, okay? On their own, they flew little, rinky-dink airplanes in and then get funded by the friends, and it's the friends and the support system that say, we're not crossing America for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not that America, not the Trump America, where you could really go energy independent. Because one conversation.
Right.
Middle East, you want to be with Hamas? We're energy. Drill, baby, drill. And they go, please, let's, what do we need to do?
Yeah.
Well, it's not war.
Yeah.
But there's a reason we have Delta Force and SEAL teams and a million-man army and a fleet and a navy. It is strength. You never want to fire.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to be able to.
Right. Right. Well, also, speaking of that, you also want to make sure that you know if your defense secretary is incapacitated, or at least maybe that his replacement would be aware, which she wasn't either.
She's
out of the country. Any of that would be nice, while we're talking about potentially going to war. That might be nice. I want to play clip number 6 here. This is Donald Trump. So I think perhaps... It's hard during primary season, Ezra. You're here all the time. It's hard during primary season because I'm like, one thing I say, we just complimented Trump, so now I've pissed off the DeSantis people. Okay. The Vivek people are not happy with me because I gave him a compliment. I said I wanted him on the stage last night. He would have spiced things up. I do think that he brings that element and he was sorely missed. I just don't know that I trust him. But now I'm going to make the Donald Trump people mad, what I have to say about this clip. Clip number 6, Donald Trump on DeSantis' opinion of Dr. Fauci. Watch.
And of course, Ron DeSantis would definitely argue with your characterization of how he handled it.
But if you go back and look at the records, you will see that the biggest fan of Dr. Fauci was Ron DeSanctimonious. He was a big fan. He said, I go by exactly, quote, I go by what Dr. Fauci said. He said that 2 months in, all the way through, and then eventually changed when it wasn't, that wasn't the dessert of the day. But Ron DeSantis was a big Dr. Fauci fan, and nobody wants to cover that. I say it every time.
That's just not true. That's just not true. Perhaps nobody wants to cover it because it's just not true. I mean, you can say it, but it's just not true. And this is an issue that I think there are many Americans who want to hear Donald Trump reflect on and say something other than, well, DeSanctimonious liked him too. Well, I didn't get enough credit for the vaccine. I just think there are a lot of Americans who hesitate because he cannot reflect upon the mistakes during COVID, in which he could have a very, I think, a, a, a good, I think he has a good response to that, right? It was an unprecedented time. I'm not a doctor. I had to trust the experts that they surrounded me with. And it was, I mean, put it all on Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx. I think that would be an easy thing to do and an understandable thing to do because he's not a scientist. He's not in there in the lab with a lab coat as much as the left wanted to pretend like he was. They're like, I will never take a Trump vaccine, as if he's in there like mixing concoctions to formulate the vaccine himself. It's frustrating. It's frustrating to hear. And so now that I've pissed off everyone in the audience, what are your thoughts, gentlemen?
I think you're right. Listen, the whole world watched Ron DeSantis and his approach to the lockdown, yeah, and the pandemic. I mean, in Canada, fleeing to Florida was a thing.
Right.
You know, people sometimes say, if the Republicans win, I'm moving to Canada. A lot of Canadians moved to Florida because Canada had such strict lockdowns. I'm not saying DeSantis didn't go with the flow for a week or two. Everyone sort of knows that.
Right.
But he sobered up pretty quickly,
yes,
whereas Donald Trump, and obviously I'm a fan like everyone else, he really did delegate an awful lot of power to those guys, and right to the end. Mm-hmm. Like, he was honoring Fauci right to the end.
Yep.
And I think if he would reflect on it and say, look, we got to get better at policy, at personnel decisions next,
yeah,
time.
There you go.
Yeah,
there,
exactly,
you go.
We've got,
yeah,
a,
exactly.
And there was no pandemic exemption in the Constitution. There were,
right,
a few lines and people would say, right on, you learned, we don't hold it against you. But he's,
yes,
digging. Listen, I love the fact that Trump digs in, never explains, never apologizes. There's something in him that you got to love the stubbornness. That's what makes him who he is. But on that, you're not going to persuade people, mm-hmm, that Ron DeSantis was a Fauci fan. DeSantis was, led the other governors. He calls the Texas governor. And Kristi Noem, he caused everyone to smarten up because, mm-hmm, they thought, well, if DeSantis can do it, so can we. And it wasn't easy for the first couple of weeks when DeSantis was the freedom governor.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, the media tried to devour,
yeah,
him. He held the line. He actually showed a very thoughtful stubbornness. I just think that Trump loses when he's on that ground.
Yeah.
He should move to other ground.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. There's so much more that he can say, especially like, he does say this also, but it's like Ron DeSantis wouldn't be where he was if I didn't give him my endorsement. Ron DeSantis he's pushing all the same policies that I'm pushing. So why would you vote for? I've already been president. You saw what I did. I mean, there are so many different lanes that he could take other than, yeah, but Ron DeSantis liked Fauci, too.
Look, it's undeniable what you're saying, because you remember DeSantis saying, come here, our beaches are open.
Right.
Simple line.
Right.
When people are arrested and running up and down Malibu Beach, come here, our beaches are open. It's
not, and aside even, from Canada,
yeah, no,
New York, California, yeah, I mean,
it's not
everyone.
Even, it's not even debatable. And to my point earlier, this is my point. Nikki Haley can't compete with what Ron DeSantis has done. This guy stood through COVID and did things. Pride comes before the fall. This is not a good characteristic trait for Trump. You would be so much even more relatable to the people if you go, guys, you know what? I got it wrong a couple of times. I listened to the wrong people.
Mm-hmm.
I allowed foxes into the hen house. They leaked my confidential information out of my Oval Office within minutes. I learned. I'm going to serve you better. I'm going to be stronger next time. I'm going to be wiser. And I will never again let a 9-term Fauci, who survived Clinton and Bush and Obama, come into my administration. That's my commitment to you as a country. That is a leader. That's a father that tells his son, son, let me tell you where I fell, because I don't want you to fall there, but we're going to pick it up. He would exponentially grow.
Yeah.
That's not defeat. That's strength.
Mm-hmm.
To say, that's not happening again.
Yeah.
Because the fact is, he was the commander-in-chief. He did fast-track the vaccine program. He doubled down on it, not just up to the end of the White House, recently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We should not be proud of the vaccine program. Zero.
Yeah, that should never happen again.
That thing is, I'll say it, I don't want to get you off YouTube. That program was more dangerous than the virus. And so,
100%.
So you can say, hey, man, I learned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I learned.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. But we want to thank our sponsor, the segment Preborn. So this is so cool. Last year, because of you, Preborn's network of clinics saw over 58,000 babies saved. We really appreciate all of you who helped make this possible. And for those of you who you don't know, you haven't heard yet what Preborn does. what they do is they go into these areas that they have very, very high abortion rates. And oftentimes their clinics are positioned like right by Planned Parenthood or an abortion clinic. And they, you know, get these women to come in. And if they can convince the women to come in and get an ultrasound, they've realized that all of the lies that the left has been telling them, like this is just a clump of cells, this is not, you know, it's not actually a living human in your body, which I don't know what is it, a kangaroo? I don't know what else it is. But the point is, the left has been lying to them. And these women see their baby on the ultrasound. They see, they hear the heartbeat. And it is a life-changing moment. And oftentimes, I think it's like they've double at choosing life once they actually see the ultrasound. You know, $28 a month can be the difference between the life and death of a child, because that's how much it costs to get an ultrasound and hear the heartbeat. So if you would like to help us save the babies, please, you can go to preborn.com/Sarah. You can also dial #250 and say the keyword baby. Remember, there's no H in Sarah. It's just an unnecessary letter. You can go over to preborn.com/Sarah.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
So I want to play Whoopi Goldberg, who every time, I know, Yaku's already like, oh my gosh, you have to play a clip from The View again. Every time I'm
play
like
a scene from Sister Act, that was her best moment, and then it went downhill from there.
How is it possible that this show is still on? Who is watching this show?
It's underwritten by the Democratic Party.
It must be. It actually is really depressing if you think about it, that a show like this is still profitable, which means people are still watching it, which means people actually consume this trash. But I want to play Whoopi Goldberg talking about, you know, Joe Biden running for democracy, which, of course, we are not a democracy, but they like to say we are a democracy. So they ingrain it in your head so that you think that we are a democracy when we're not. But she talked about Trump, and if he wins, he's going to like round people up and put them in camps and stuff. Watch.
What's interesting for me is that.
Yes.
People's faith in the country is waning. Yes. That's the thing that's pissing me off, because in fact, there's a reason Joe Biden ran the way he did. There's a reason he's running for democracy now, because that's really what's at stake. You worried that you can't pay your bill? Wait till the other guy becomes president, and you won't have to worry about it because you'll be in some camp somewhere, because that's his promise. His promise to us is he's going to force people to do his bidding. That's what he said. I'm going to be good on day one, and I'm going to turn into this other person. So here's the deal. This is all up to you. This is all up to you. We can sit up here till we're green in the face. But this really comes down to the people. What is the country you want? Do you want the country that you kind of thought you had, where we all get to say what we think, and we don't have to be afraid of being American? And believing that, yeah, there will be people who come in, and some will get in quick, and some will take a different route, but they're coming here for a reason, because they're living in a place that's not good for their families. If you're okay with that, you understand that, then fight for us to find a better way to make immigration work. Fight for that. Don't fight for keeping everybody out, because then we all have to leave.
The projection going on in almost everything that she said is so incredible. She's talking about rounding people up in camps. I'm like, your guy is the guy who's weaponized the entire FBI and DOJ against half of the country. You've got the FBI coming at, you know, putting families at gunpoint because a pro-life you know, guy wanted to go protest a Planned Parenthood. I mean, I can't even, you're throwing people in prison for decades because they waved an American flag in the Capitol and walked out and left and nonviolently. Like, what kind of projection is this that trumps the guy who is going to somehow weaponize his position?
For 4 years, Donald Trump had a chance to show this inner tyrant. It never showed. Whereas the Democrats seem to be taking him off ballots and throwing every legal trick at him they can. You know, I saw a poll just yesterday that surprised me. And I think one of the most surprising things I think I've seen in American politics is the transformation of someone who I'm going to guess everyone around this table made some jokes about recently. Senator Fetterman from Pennsylvania, who surprises I don't know if he's been following in the last few months. He's still a Democrat, but he's avoided all of that crazy talk. He's avoided the woke extremism. He's sort of the anti-squad, and he's he's saying he's for Israel, fighting back against terrorism. He talked about Pinkos the other day. When was the last time you heard a Democrat use the word Pinkos? And he's not wild. He's just, he's coming across as a sensible working class Democrat. And you're going to say, Ezra, there's no such thing. Well, actually, there sort of was. There was a time when Democrats and Republicans were sort of close to the middle of the bell curve. The Republicans, I don't think, have moved particularly to the right. But holy moly, has the center of the Democrats moved far left. I was just watching Whoopi, and I thought, that's just the crazy woke. And I was thinking about your question, who's watching this? Who's consuming this? But the poll I showed suggests that Fetterman may actually be the most popular senator in America right now. I don't know, but I've never seen a transformation of a guy move to the right after being elected. And of course, he had the stroke and things like that. I don't know, maybe he's healing. Maybe he's getting sharper or something. Yeah. It's just, I don't know if you've noticed it, but—
Oh yeah, for sure.
We have,
for sure.
We've discussed
sure.
it.
Well, and I mean, how scary is it then, to Ezra's point, Yaku, how scary is it that John Fetterman seems to be the adult in the room? the giant in the hoodie.
Can we go there? Because by no means would I ever agree with the most moderate liberal back in 1957 and 65. You know, this is still the people that brought us Kinsey and Hefner and Love is Love movement. And,
sure.
With Fauci back then, even with AZT and HIV. But Fetterman is just that guy now. And it looks almost conservative. But we must very quickly remind ourselves that it's not. But it looks that way. And that it's a clear indicator. It's a plumb line to show how far the left has moved. Compare Fetterman to Whoopi. This is a certifiably insane woman. She's out of her mind. Completely out
of her. But people will listen to her.
She has lost her marbles. She doesn't even make sense. She contradicts herself. Look, there's a deep, dark hurt in that woman. That when did Trump say I'm rounding people in camps? I can show you camps. I can show you what Biden's doing. I can show you how when our Congress, when Mike Johnson goes down to the border, he holds 13,000 migrants in a camp in Mexico and doesn't allow them to cross, because I was there, doesn't allow them to cross over because nothing to see here. And the next morning, release them from the camp. So no, Barack Obama building cages, right? It's projection, you nailed it, to the umpteenth degree.
Yeah, all right, we've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, one of your journalists, Ezra, just recently got arrested, David Menzies.
Yeah.
Okay, so he was questioning the deputy prime minister over there in Canada, and he was arrested. I want to play this clip, and then I want you to tell us about it. Watch.
Freeland, how come the IRGC is not a terrorist group? Why is your government supporting Islamo nationalism? What are you doing?
Arrest for assault.
Sir,
why are you pushing me? You're under arrest for assault. You're under arrest for assault. Police, you're under arrest for assault.
How am I under arrest? You bumped into me.
You pushed into me.
I was just scrubbing. I got my credentials here and you just bumped into me. So excuse
me. Police, you're under arrest.
What is your name and your badge?
What is your name and your badge? You've been told you're under arrest.
Why am I under arrest?
He brought my race. What? I was just scrumming Christian Freeland.
I'm a police officer. You're under arrest.
What is your name and your badge?
You've been assaulting a police officer.
How is that possible?
Okay. Because
you assaulted me 3 years ago.
What the hell?
Assault.
You know, 15 million people have watched that clip for two reasons. First of all, he was arrested for asking a question. Yeah. He might not like the question, but he didn't touch her. He didn't threaten her. He didn't swear at her. He was sort of walking backwards with her, like he wasn't trying to block her. Mm-mm. By the way, he was asking about the Islamic Republican Guard Corps of Iran. It's not considered a terrorist group in Canada, so they're active in Canada. So it's a really legit question. Yeah. That wasn't the end of it. They handcuffed him. They smashed him up against the wall. They frog marched him into a police car. Why? So arresting a journalist is crazy enough, but you could see they were lying. Yeah. He didn't assault anybody. In fact, the cop sort of moved behind him and put his arm out and, oh, you brushed against me. That's assault. It was crazy. Now, I'm happy to tell you that he was released. They are not pressing charges. But this is not the first time that bodyguards for Trudeau, or in this case, the Deputy Prime Minister, have roughed him up. And I hate it when it happens. It feels like something that happens in a place like Turkey or Iran or China. That shouldn't be how it is in Canada. But I have to say, Justin Trudeau has an authoritarian streak in him, just like his father did. Justin Trudeau was once asked, what country do you most admire? He said China, because of its basic dictatorship. And we don't have a strong First Amendment like America does, so we're always on the back foot. Trudeau hates independent, skeptical, critical journalists. And the Deputy Prime Minister there is a sort of mini-me. She didn't say, oh, no, it's fine. Like, she could have said, oh, it's fine. She had a press conference about an hour ago. She said, I got nothing to say. It's police business. It was your bodyguard. Wow. It was your bodyguard. I hate to say it, but freedom in Canada is waning. It's still partly free. I'm not going to say it's a tyrannical place, but it's eroding. And the trouble is, most of the other media networks in the country, they're just sort of, they don't want to make a fuss. Because Trudeau is the number one supporter of journalism in Canada. Massive subsidies, about a third of the cost of all journalists in every newsroom is paid by Trudeau. So if you're paying a newsroom, they're not going to criticize you. I don't want to say it's a five-alarm fire, but it's getting worse.
Why are you laughing? You think that's a conflict of interest or something? To accept money from the prime minister?
This public-private partnerships.
Exactly what it is.
This is Africa.
Yeah.
This is how, you know, Kabila, you know, ran the Congo, okay? He owns the military. They're the ones raping and pillaging and plundering. He owns the media. He throws Zuckerberg in there. I mean, this is how it works. Trudeau paying the media says it all. But Ezra, you said something. We're still partially free. We're not quite a dictatorship. Ezra, you hit what you aim at. And Canada's aim is at dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
Biden's aim is at dictatorship. And if you let them be, they're going to hit it. Mm-hmm. Not today, not tomorrow, but they're going to hit it. We need to change aim.
Yeah.
And they'll use language that confuses. They'll say, it's a fact check. Your information is not trustworthy.
Yeah.
It's misinformation and disinformation. Yeah. They'll never say, oh, we're censors. No. We don't censor. We just go after disinformation.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also the arbiters. We're also, we're the judge, the jury, you know, the bailiff. You know, we just happen to be all of it. I happen to pay the media. So who's this guy that's not on my payroll? Yeah. Oh, he works for that Ezra guy. Not allowed to ask me a question. That's assault.
And because,
can you press charges against them?
We are. We have hired a lawyer. We're going to sue for false arrest and assault and false imprisonment. We've got to. Because, and by the way, it keeps on happening.
Yes.
And
it will if you don't push back. You smash a bully in the mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for you.
Sometimes literally.
Give that website one more time before we have to go to
break. Well, we've got a website where you can watch that video. It's standwithdavid.com. Standwithdavid.com. And he's such a good egg, and he, his questions may have been annoying, but if you don't like annoying questions, don't become the deputy prime minister.
Exactly. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Yeah, it's like, I don't think you can get arrested for an annoying question.
Yeah.
So
Ducey...
Yaku, have you been to Colony Ridge?
Just outside. Before the complete explosion.
But yeah. Well, for those who haven't heard, Colony Ridge is this area outside of Houston where there are a bunch of illegal immigrants who are able to go in. They're coming into the country and they're buying these houses with, like, not the necessary paperwork that you or I would need in order to secure, you know, a home. And they are able to do that. It's a lot of weird things going on, including the developer donating quite a bit of money to our own Governor Abbott's campaign. So a lot of interesting things going on there. But The Blaze has done a documentary on it. Glenn Beck traveled there. I think he spoke to the developer. He spoke to a bunch of different people. And you can find that now only on Blaze TV. So you need to be a subscriber to check it out. They are offering an offer right now, $30 off an annual subscription. Use the code Colony Ridge over at blazeoriginals.com. That is Colony Ridge for $30 off. You guys, we're doing all sorts of fun stuff like this over at Blaze TV, so make sure that you are a subscriber. Yaku Buyans, Ezra Levant, thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.